Good morning and Happy New Year. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'm your guide for the next few minutes on this wonderful journey. The Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and to start every day. Now, each week there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then we create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So I thought we'd start the new year off with the focus as being resolute with new goals. So right now, if you will please make sure that you are sitting with your back straight, your feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice, easily, effortlessly. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way into the earth where it finds itself and becomes rooted into the core center of the earth. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is your aura, an electromagnetic energy field. There are electromagnetic impulses from your brain and your heart that help make up this wonderful energetic bubble field. And wherever the edge of this bubble is, imagine that it is 18 inches from your body. As you imagine, as you intend, so it is. It automatically begins to happen and move as you command it. So the aura bubble is 18 inches from your body. Now imagine that there is a giant flaming wall that's burning 3 feet out in front of you from the ground up and wide, a wonderful, beautiful, violet flaming wall outside of your bubble. And see that bubble with a golden, it would be a pearlescent kind of white golden color vibration. See the edge of the bubble only, just the edge or outline of the bubble with this beautiful pearlescent golden color vibration. Again, as you imagine and intend it, so it is. And continue to take nice deep breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. And every time you take these nice deep breaths, we're going to begin clearing the chakras, which are energy centers along the spine. There are 7 major chakras. And the chakras work together to provide balance and harmony between your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. And so now take a nice deep breath in all the way up through the spine and exhale out through the first chakra at the base of your spine or your tailbone, the second chakra 2 inches below your belly button, and the third chakra behind your stomach. And let the air out. And again, take a nice deep breath. And as you clear the chakras, let go of any energy that would keep you in surviving instead of thriving mode. Release and let go of the energy that may keep you stuck in a place of not feeling or believing that you're healthy or financially abundant, because you are. Any of that lack energy or consciousness with money, how you clothe yourself, feed yourself, the shelter or home that you have, if they are not what you desire, let it go. Let go from your second chakra 2 inches below your belly button as you continue to inhale and exhale. Let go of any energy from that chakra that is connected to low vibrational feelings. Feelings such as depression, apathy, lethargy, guilt, jealousy, anger, and any of the lower vibrational feelings that you may have, frustration, overwhelm, resistance, all of those feelings, just let them go. And let go of any sexual energy from the past or from this present moment, whether you are with a partner or it is with someone that you've not known very long. Just let go of whatever the sexual energy might be in your space right now. And let go of any past traumas that you may have had in the way of molestation or rape or anything of that nature. And also, as you clear your third chakra, inhaling and exhaling nice and easily, release the energy from your third chakra behind your stomach, which is an energy where you may be stuck in certain levels of addiction, where you're not able to have that sense of total self-mastery and control. Let go of any energy where you've needed to be in control or you have felt controlled by others. Just let it go. Very good. Nice and easy breaths. And now begin to release energy from your fourth and fifth chakras, the fourth chakra behind your heart, the fifth chakra at the base of your throat. And as you continue to take these deep and easy breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, exhale out through the fourth chakra behind your heart and release the energy that would keep you from loving yourself and others. In fact, let go of all and any energy that would keep you from being in a place of experiencing unconditional love for you, for others, for all the experiences you've had. Just let it go. Very good. And let go of the energy from your fifth chakra at the base of your throat. That energy there really is where you sometimes can get communication stuck. Maybe there are some things you've wanted to say. Maybe there are too many things that you have said. Perhaps you have not felt as creative as someone else, or that you're not able to create at all. Just let the energy go as you breathe deeply, letting it go. Very good. Let go of any energy that would keep you from fully expressing yourself in whatever way that you do that is divine for you as a spiritual being. And put your attention at your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is in the center of your head, also known as your third eye. And the seventh chakra is on top of your head. And as you inhale and exhale out through those chakras as well, release the energy from the sixth chakra. Just simply let go of it as you exhale in the center of your head. Any energy that is judgment, any energy that is critical or causes you to be critical or criticize others or situations, for the sixth chakra is about perspective and being aware, being able to see that all energy has its own perfect purpose, and your connection with it, your experience of it, is because it's for your best and highest good. So just let go of the judgment of every and all energy forms and everything you see, you hear, you touch, you smell, you're aware of, even when you're unconscious of the experiences you have in the moment. It is all forms of energy that come together for your best and highest good. So it's perfect the way it is. And release the energy from your seventh chakra on top of your head. That energy is where you are able to be still and know. You know what you know. What this means is that where you have uncertainty or doubt, let it go. Let that uncertainty and doubt go completely. Where you are experiencing any energy that has you in a place of confusion, guessing, rationalizing, intellectualizing, just let all of that go. Very good. And know that as you exhale out through all of these chakras now, and that up to this point, when you let go, the violet flame gently receives these energies. It will even draw the energies out from your aura bubble as you just let them go. You exhale, let them go. As a spirit, you know what they are. As a divine spiritual being, your intention makes it so. So just take these deep breaths, let go of what you're needing to release at this time. The violet flame will receive it and purify all of that energy. And I want you to continue to breathe deeply as I take us through some exercises that will really allow you to be resolute with new goals. So just continue to breathe nice and easily as you keep releasing. An energy comes up as I speak. At the beginning of every year, New Year resolutions are made to reach our goals that are often goals that we are convinced we'll keep. I know you know what I'm talking about because you may have made New Year's resolutions already. And those resolutions, they stick for maybe the first 30 to 90 days. But after a while, things start to wane. Those resolutions seem to get further and further as we slack off until the goal is pushed back and back and back, and then it kind of moves into the closet of forgotten memories. Well, this year it's going to be different. The resolutions you've made are going to remain resolute until transforming yourself to meet those goals is important to you. You're going to transform those resolutions to meet ultimate goals that you've been working to reach. So put your attention on the violet flame, and as I keep speaking, I'd like for you to allow a resolution intention to appear in the flame. A resolution is something you desire to change or shift or transform yourself to help you grow into the best possible you that you can. So here are some examples of resolutions. Healing an addiction, and that can be any kind of addiction. Maybe it's your need to let go and let God because you realize and understand that you cannot control and do everything on your own or by yourself. Maybe your resolution is to stay present in every moment, so you are more aware in every moment. Maybe the resolution is being continuously in gratitude. There are so many things that you may choose to be resolute about. And remember, a resolution is something that you recognize that is important for you to shift or change or transform to be the best possible you that you can. So in the flame, I'd like you to notice one of your personal resolutions. At least one personal resolution. And it may show up as an image representation of whatever the resolution is, or it may be a representation of the emotional feeling nature of the resolution. Assign that resolution energy a form or a color or any other properties. If nothing specific reveals itself in the flame, just allow whatever to be present in that flame representing your resolution, allow it to be there. And as you continue to breathe, nice, easy breaths, begin to let go of energies that have a hold on you, that keep you from fully realizing your resolution. whatever the energies are. You don't have to know what they are, but they may be belief system. Maybe you're aware there's a belief system that is not best for you any longer. Maybe you don't even know what the belief system is, but as a divine spiritual being, you know, and now is the time for you to let go of it. Perhaps you've been holding on to someone or something that has conditioned you to be the way you believe you are. I am simply this way. I've always been this way. Perhaps so, but maybe it's because you were conditioned to think that way, to act or be that way since birth or a very young age that you don't remember. Perhaps what is holding you back from being the best that you can be at this moment is a deep-seated traumatic experience, something that you're aware of or that may have even been buried in your mind. Perhaps as long as you can remember, drama has been part of your life. Perhaps what's holding you back is ongoing disappointment or the inability to move past abuse or neglect, maybe feeling as if you weren't seen or heard for the person that you truly are, or accepted or embraced for who you are. Whatever the energy is that holds you back from experiencing and moving into your full resolution, now is the time to let it go, whatever it is. Allow the images, the sounds, the thoughts, the smells, the feelings, the sensations, and anything, everything, let all things that hold you back from your resolution, allow them to go flying into the violet flame as the flame receives it and purifies these energies. Continue to breathe easily, effortlessly, fully, completely, releasing all this energy as much as you possibly can in this moment into the violet flame. And watch as that violet flame purifies those energies by seeing how they disappear easily. Very good. And let's repeat this process just one more time with another resolution. One more resolution. Again, that might be anything from staying present to no longer letting a specific experience always hold you back. Maybe your New Year's resolution is to learn to be more relaxed and take time for self-care. Maybe the resolution is letting go of resistance or judgment or whatever it is, but what is that stagnant, negative, overbearing energy that you would like to change, shift, or transform to grow even more into your best self? So in the flame, notice another one of your personal resolutions. and imagine it as an image representation or a representation of the emotional feeling or nature of the resolution. That means that it may have a form, color, and any other properties that it takes. If nothing very, very specific reveals itself in the flame, it can simply be a form and color that represents this resolution. And let go of the energies that have a hold on you that keep you from fully realizing your resolution. Allow the images, the sounds, the thoughts, the smells, the feelings, the sensations, everything and anything, let it all gently move into the violet flame as the flame receives and purifies these energies. And just continue to breathe easily, effortlessly, completely. Staying with simply breathing, focused on the intention. It stands next to the first intention representation. And let go of everything in you. Intend it to be so. Know it is so. All the energies from birth and even before birth up to now that hold you back from experiencing and living your full resolution. Okay, and now begin right next to your resolution intentions. I'd like for you to see in the violet flame, envision a physical, practical goal that you desire to achieve within the next 30 to 90 days. So next to your resolution intentions, you're not going to put your focus on them, but they should still be there in the violet flame. Next to those, begin to see a practical goal that you desire to achieve within the next 30 to 90 days. It can be an ultimate goal or one that keeps you or takes you to the ultimate goal, like a stepping stone goal, for example. And allow that goal to continue to change and morph and take shape until it settles into a form, a feeling, a sensation, a smell, or whatever it is for you that really solidifies this goal as a real third dimensional experience. So take your time and breathe. Inhaling and exhaling easily, slowly, effortlessly, as this goal becomes more and more present in the flame. See yourself beginning to move toward that goal. Envision the resolutions. Put your attention there for a brief moment. Know that the resolutions have begun already to shift your energy, and they are already becoming part of your experience. Basically, watch as your resolutions are now the way in which you see, feel, and interact in the world. Allow those resolutions as you connect with them both, and you can connect with them from your heart through a pearlescent golden line of energy to those resolutions, so that the flow of energy of those resolutions are now what you will feel, what you see, what you experience, and how you interact with the world. Not as your old self before this moment, but as the real you, the fuller you that can accomplish all your goals at this point. What do you look like? How are you acting? How are you being as your new, transformed, shifted self? And as you experience this, notice how you take the right steps to manifest one of your important goals that you see before you. With your new resolute self, your shifted, transformed self, watch you as you take the steps to manifest one of your important goals. So allow in the flame, without thinking about it or efforting with it, allow who you are in your new resolute state and better self. Allow the energy or the image to unfold as to the way you will go about practically taking the steps to accomplish the goal you see before you, so that it becomes manifested between now and 90 days. And continue to watch as you see and observe the actual steps that you take, the confidence you have, the love you feel, the support you experience, as you bring your goal into full manifestation. Remember, the more you believe it and see it and feel it, the goal has already begun to exist, and the faster it becomes manifested. Once you know it is experienced, then you know it is manifested. So let that goal image become even more purified in that violet flame, as the universe presents back to you the goal that you are focused on. Now watch the violet flame gently engulf your goal in even more intensive flames until you no longer see the goal nor the resolutions. know right now, in not just certainty and conviction, but in the experience of your being, that your goal has been met. And take one more last deep and easy breath. Very good. And imagine a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun is surrounding your body. Huge, bright, beautiful golden sun surrounding your body. And absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. Just bring it into you. This sun is filled with love unconditionally. It's filled with abundance of all forms and kinds. It's filled with financial increase. It's filled with great health. It's filled with sharp mind and awareness and clarity of self and life. And it is filled with all the things that you choose to experience and that you choose to have that represent and are part of your best and highest self. And as you absorb this golden sun, so it is. And so you are. And I'd like to thank you for being with me this week on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, or Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. Explore through some of our classes, our online courses, group services, as well as one-on-one services, and take advantage of other opportunities such as the Recipes for the Soul that you can read about once a week and follow as part of a self-care plan for your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.